Locker room chats continue. Now a chance to talk with Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. Coach, team getting a big win over Beloit St. John's Tipton last Friday night, 58-36. What were some of the key takeaways from that win?
Yeah, big win. You know, a very quality win for us. We knew we had it in us. You know, we had a close game with a good team, Frankfurt, there a few weeks ago. Took care of business the last couple of weeks against Wetmore and Lynn. And then went out and moved the ball consistently all night. We feel like we even left a few points out there. But defensively, pretty sound. Gave up a few big plays. But, yeah, overall, a really nice quality win.
You started the season 0-3, but have won the last three. What's been maybe the big difference from where your team was at maybe after week three against Frankfurt to where we're at today after our third straight win?
Just a little more consistent, converting and cashing in on our drives. You know, we've been able to move the ball pretty much every week we've played, but just getting those points on the board and getting out the better starts too has helped a lot.
Yeah, and especially against Beloit St. John's Tipton, really a key thing was getting off to that quick start, leading 16-6. At the end of the first quarter. But once you get that lead, obviously you got to be able to hold that lead. So even though it was a high scoring game, it seems like the defense at times made stops when it needed to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we said, our defense was pretty sound. And that's a very quality team out there. They're very athletic and they have several playmakers in their skill positions. So yeah, we did. We bent, but didn't break, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Coming up next for Onega, they go to Blue Valley. We'll talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing to talk with Onega head football coach, that's Ben Coulterman, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. His team coming off a third straight victory this last week over Beloit St. John Tipton and getting Blue Valley this week, jumping back into TVL play. Coach, you look at this Rams team, they have won back-to-back games after an 0-4 start. They beat Lynn, just beat Wetmore as well. Both were very high-scoring games. When you look at this Rams team, what are a few things that stand out to you?
Similar philosophy and approach of what they've had in the past. They like to spread you out formation-wise. But this year they seem to run the ball a little bit more. They seem to be a little bit more physical and defensively also, they will come up and hit you. So they're a little more physical, and they're going to have some confidence, and it's going to be a challenge.
What are going to be some keys to the game to keep that winning streak going this week?
Just go and do what we do. You know, be physical, put out that great effort that we're preaching and the kids are buying in. Go out and play really hard. Take care of business. You know, we're going to have a little bit of a difficult assignment defensively. They do spread it. They do run some different types of formations. So I think that's going to be our biggest challenge is slowing them down and stopping them.
Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman joining us again, powered by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies as well. His team, three straight wins, looking to make it four as they played Blue Valley, stepping back inside the TVL this week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.